Shmuel Beis Perek Yud Aleph. Before we start this perek, the story of David and Bathsheba, it's among the most sensitive stories in Tanakh. It is really beyond the scope of this year to delve into all the fine details. These prakim need to be looked at through the eyes of Chazal, and many details need to be clarified at greater length. The Svarim of Navi are open for all who would like to delve deeper. The Gemara in Shabbos, Nun Vav, Amar Aleph says, Kol Omer David Chotu Eino Elatoa. Whoever said David did a sin with Bathsheba is making a mistake. The Das Sofer explains, this event took place at a time when David was at peace with all his enemies. It was a glorious time for Klal Yisrael. David was thinking about who will take over the kingdom after he dies to build the Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Zayin Amar Aleph, Bathsheba was sitting and waiting for David since the 6 days of creation. David had seen with Ruach HaKodesh, divine insight, that his son Shlomo will be born from Bathsheba. We know Shlomo HaMelech was one of the greatest rulers Yisrael ever had. Therefore, in some deep way, David had thought it necessary to be with Bathsheba. However, it seems David should have waited for the allotted time to be with Bathsheba. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Zayin learns, Kuf Zayin Amar Aleph learns from here, the Olam Al Yavi Adam Asma Lidei Nisayon. A person should not bring himself to be tested. As David asked Hashem, why do we not say Elokei David, the God of David? David then asked to be tested. Thereby, David felt he would be raised to a higher level after defeating and conquering the test. The Sefer Sharei Tzadik explains, sometimes a tzadik will go all the way down into the depths of the klipos, impurity, in order to make some sort of tikkun, rectification, to come out even greater. The Sharei Tzadik continues, here David was delving into the depths, the amke klipos, in order to come out greater and attain one of the highest levels achieved by mankind. And Pasuk Beis, Vayehi Le'ez Ha'erev, it was in the evening time, the Yakin David Ma'al Meshkavo, and David got up from his bed, Yishalech Al-Agag, Beis HaMelech, and he walked to his own roof, Vayere Isha Rochetzes Ma'al Agag, and he saw a woman bathing. As he was looking down from his roof, he saw a woman bathing on a lower roof, Vayisha Tovas Mar Me'od, and the woman was astoundingly beautiful. David inquired as to who's the woman. David was told, it was Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah Hachiti. David sent messengers to have her. David had relations with her. Bathsheba returned home. Bathsheba told David she had conceived. David sent a message to Yoav to send Uriah home from the battlefield. Uriah told David the war and the state of men at battle. David told Uriah to spend the night at home with his wife Bathsheba. David fed Uriah a feast. Uriah did not listen to David and spent the night in the palace. David inquired to Uriah, as why did you not listen? Uriah shared feeling uncomfortable and feeling unfitting to go home to be with his wife while Yisrael and the Aaron are at battle. David related to Uriah to spend another night here and will be sent back off to war. Uriah again did not go home. Note, Uriah did not listen to the king's order and therefore was punishable by death. David wrote a letter to Yoav stating Uriah should be killed in battle. In Pasuk Tezvav it says, Vayichtov b'sefer lemor, and David wrote in the letter saying, Havu es Uriah mul pnei hamilchama hazaka, place Uriah directly in front of the strong fighting. Then withdraw from behind, so he'll be killed. Yoav carried out his orders, and Uriah was killed in battle. Yoav sent a messenger to David that related the news of battle. Amongst the news, the messenger was to add that Uriah was also killed in battle. The messenger delivered the message to David. David then told the messenger to tell Yoav, it's unfortunate to have casualties of war. Strengthen yourself in battle and fight with full force. And Pasuk Chavav, Bathsheba heard her husband was killed in battle. Bathsheba mourned for Uriah. When the Shiva was over, David then sent for her to be brought to the palace. David married her. And Pasuk Chav Zayin, which is the end of the Perek, Vayera Hadava Asher Asa David Be'enai Hashem. And it was considered a bad thing in the eyes of Hashem what David had done. And that's the end of the parak. Again, there are many questions here. What was David's exact sin? And why did David seem to cover up what he did? Was David allowed to kill Uriah? And how was David permitted to be with a seemingly married woman? All these questions need further explanation and get a better clarification to understand this better. It's beyond the scope of this year to delve into all these delicate and fine points. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.